May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another inspiring episode of this silsila, Spiritual Cures, where we try to bring some of the research of His Eminence Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah with regards to different types of problems or difficulties a person is facing out there. We try to provide some awrad, wadha'if, invocations, incantations, things to be recited, things to be done in order to alleviate these problems and to gain some kind of relief, inshallah azza wa jal. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking about something in particular today, which is, there's a surge in this. It has become prevalent even in our Muslim communities as well. And that is domestic issues. Issues primarily we are talking about between husband and wife, where there is constant quarrels and arguing, where sometimes it reaches the stage of separation between husband and wife that affects directly the children, if there are any. So stay tuned for some Madani pearls and gems, some tips on how to patch things up. And we will share towards the latter part some awrad and wada'if to be recited as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Before that, let's make some good intentions. That the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions. Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah advises us that when you awaken in the morning, start making good intentions. So your thawab meter, it starts from the get-go, from the morning. And we are in need of this, and we'll only truly realize it when we are there on the Day of Judgment. When we are standing there all alone, when we are waiting for our turn to be judged, which hand will I receive the book of deeds? Will my good deeds or my bad deeds be heavier on al-mizan, on the scale? And even in the grave as well, because when you go enter the grave, you will enter with your good deeds and your bad deeds. Which one is more? If my good deeds are more, inshallah azza wa jal, they will help me. They will provide some shield against any azab and punishment that is heading my way. So in order to increase our chances of more reward, make good intentions. Let's make some now. That, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila of Madani Channel for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. Even if you are not going through these difficulties that we are going to be highlighting, jot it down, diarize it, have a notebook, have a diary, and quickly jot down the important Madani pearls, because you can always refer to them at a later stage, or you can share it with somebody that you know is going through this difficulty. Ink is the best memory. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, capture knowledge by writing it down. So let us capture whatever is being mentioned, or the main points at least, and it will be beneficial for us, inshallah azza wa jal, or it may be beneficial for somebody else because of us conveying that message to them. Dedicate some time every day to recite some amount of Qur'an-i Pak, Durood-i Pak, Istighfar, Dhikrullah, and seeking knowledge of deen from authentic sources, which Dawud Islami provides, which Dawud Islami has the material for, and the tools for it as well, subhanallah. You know, there are so many wonderful blessings for reciting salawat, Durood-e Pak upon the beloved Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is mentioned in a summary of hadith that the one who recites Salat ala Nabi, Salawat, 1,000 times every day, will not die until that person sees their place in Jannah. What a grand opportunity. How fortunate will be that person. The ulama ikram have mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show this fortunate person their place in paradise before they leave the world through a dream. Don't you and I want that? Of course we want that. If you see your place in paradise, then that's where your place is, in paradise, through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. So make up your mindset. Instead of wasting away this very short life, this precious life, in unnecessary conversations, useless activities, and things that have no real benefit in this world, the grave, or the hereafter, let us engage in good deeds and inviting others towards goodness as well. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we look at the world that we live in today, many Muslims find themselves embroiled in domestic disputes, domestic issues. They need to take a step back. In the Ruhani Ilaj department, from the little experience that we have seen that those Muslims whose lifestyle, whose living, whose habits, whose mindset is not in accordance with Quranic teachings, with Islamic teachings and values, they end up in these major problems of domestic disputes. Largely, this is one of the causes that the further we drift away from the teachings of Islam, the values of Islam, the pure and pristine teachings of Islam, the further that we drift away from that and we end up adopting others' cultures, others' way of living, the more difficulty we actually put ourselves in. If you do a cursory study and you have a look at some of the so-called civilized nations out there, the so-called first world nations out there, go look at the societal makeup, the structure of their society, that on one side, they paint a picture of harmony and peace and a beautiful image via especially social media and the entertainment industry. But the reality on the ground is the complete opposite, where the societal structure has actually collapsed, has broken down, where so many children do not even know who their fathers, their true and real fathers are, that they actually have to go to court to have maternity tests done to see whether the person is really the father of the child or not. Allahu Akbar. Where we see that husbands and wives don't get along. They prefer the company of their friends. They're busy going to the bar, drinking till they are drunk, or going to this sports event, going to that casino, to this club, hanging out with the buddies, but their own wife, their own children, their own family. What happens? Those children will end up making friends elsewhere, will end up confiding in others. If you as a parent, and I would tell the fathers especially, because normally it's thought of that a man is more like, you know, stern and strong and strict, and doesn't say things like to his children like, I love you. If you don't tell them that you love them, yes, both mother and father, but especially fathers out there, that if you do not tell your children that I love you, and if you do not give them a quality time, even individually, if you have more than one child, then what will happen? According to researchers, that child, somebody else will tell them that they love them, but will not mean it, will see their vulnerability, that they seek attention, and will tell them they love them without any sincerity and seriousness in that. And the child will believe them. And the child will listen to them, confide in them, ask them for advice. Why? You as the mother and father, you are the one who's supposed to be the go-to person. So yes, although we are talking about husband and wife issues, but if there's children involved, this directly affects the child. Mentally, psychologically, emotionally as well. Your relationship, if you are going through a stormy patch, many storms may have come in the past, but you managed to work together to keep the ship afloat, and the storm subsided and went away, and then you got calm waters. So be careful. Those children are in the same ship with you. And if you are fighting with each other, then perhaps that ship is going to sink. That will cause other problems as well. Another very important aspect that leads to a breakdown in relationships between husband and wife, between parents and their children, or even between siblings as well, is a violation of huquq, violation of rights of each other, not fulfilling rights of each other. Now, how would I fulfill the right of my spouse or my parent or my child if I don't know what they are? For this, I need to study. I need to learn. I need to empower myself that, okay, for example, if a person is going to get married, they need to learn what are the fard ulum, the necessary obligatory knowledge that I need to know as a husband, as a wife, as a mother, as a father. I need to know that. What are the rights? What are my rights and responsibilities? Don't just focus on your rights, that are my rights being fulfilled. This is not the way. Our ulama, our mashayikh, our elders, so beautifully they say that if each member of the family, in particular husband and wife, if each one concentrates and focuses on, am I fulfilling my responsibility? Am I fulfilling the rights of my spouse, my child, my parent, my sibling? If each one had this mindset, subhanallah, it will be what we say, Madina, Madina. There will be harmony, there will be understanding. But unfortunately, in many circles, in many families, that's not the case. The case is where my rights, fulfill my rights. My rights are being violated. Are you fulfilling your responsibilities? If we have this mindset, and this is an easy way, it's easier said than done, but it's a simple way rather. It's a simple way of rectifying many issues surrounding domestic disputes, that each one focuses on fulfilling the rights of the other. Simple, something simple that we can do. Because if we focus on the other side, that, you know, no, my rights are not being fulfilled, and I demand my rights, then we end up going in a circle round and round. So rather focus on each person, each individual member of the family fulfilling the next person's right. That will create a lot of relief in that relationship and will cement it, because Islam places a lot of emphasis when it comes to building and cementing family ties with your close family members and your far family members. What we say, 45 connections. Keep in touch with them. Talk nice with them. If you're able to, give a gift according to your financial ability. In fact, It is mentioned in the summary of a hadith, exchange gifts and your love will grow according to your pocket, what you can afford. And start with your spouse, each other. Don't wait for them to ask for something. You see something maybe they like and you can afford it, buy it, surprise them. Exchange gifts and your love will grow. Another very important aspect is that we must get into the habit of making each other happy, of removing difficulties from each other, not placing difficulties, not placing obstacles, not being provocative and insulting. Because a person may want to defend themselves, that if you try to provoke them, if you try to insult or mock them, because the nafs is there as well. Nafsul ammara. And shaitan is there. He's waiting. He's waiting for this chance for husband and wife to get at loggerheads and start fighting. And sometimes a little thing, he adds the fire, the flame to the fire, and it becomes a big thing, where each person starts shouting and screaming at each other. Sometimes verbally abusing each other, emotionally, psychologically, mentally abusing each other, and in extreme cases, physically assaulting each other. Islam doesn't teach us this. Islam teaches us how to address these situations. If a person is not just angry, but is in a moment of rage, extreme anger, that they get consumed by that anger, and they can't think properly. They end up just spewing out and spitting out anything and everything, and later on, they end up regretting it. They regret what they said, what they did. And sometimes it's too late, because those emotional scars sometimes don't heal, or take much longer to heal than physical scars. So shaitan is waiting for that chance. Don't give him the chance. Islam teaches us, when you are enraged, then if you are standing, sit down. Move away from the person that is making you angry. If you are sitting, if you are at home or somewhere that you are able to, go and lie down. Drink some cold water. Make wudu in cool water. Sniff in the water so you feel the burn at the top of your nostrils. And the idea is to move away from the person that is making you angry. So you cool down, you calm down. Take some deep breaths. Inhale from your nose, exhale from your mouth. The idea is to move away from the person that is making you angry, and to calm yourself down, to cool yourself down, so you can think with a calm mind and not make rash decisions and just say anything that later on you will have to apologize for. And if both husband and wife are angry at the same time and are just having a go at it, how will you find a solution to the problem? And shaitan is happy. Who's happy? Who's dancing and happy? Shaitan. Why make him happy? Sometimes we have to swallow that anger, divert it towards something productive, something constructive, rather than allow shaitan to spit his flames of fire and cause destruction because of that anger. Allahu Akbar. Another very important thing is to keep in mind, we all acknowledge this, but to keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Even when I'm angry and I'm just saying anything, before you say it, remember the angels are ready to write down anything and everything that we are about to say, and anything and everything that we are going to do. And we will be held accountable for that on the day of judgment. So think about that as well. Let this flash through your mind before you say anything. Calculate what you say. That is there any benefit in what I'm about to say? If not, don't say it. That's where self-restraint comes in. The nafs is going to push because the nafs feels that the nafs is being attacked, that the ego is being attacked. So it wants to defend and it will push that, no, say it. Once the bullet leaves the chamber, it's not going to come back. So keep this in mind, that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching me, is listening to me. And if I'm going to hurt my spouse, their feelings, then to hurt a Muslim is a major sin. I'm going to be a sinner. I'm going to get punished for that. I will be embarrassed on the day of judgment when I'm reading out my book of deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold me accountable for that as well. So also keep that in mind, that I'm accountable for my actions on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If there are kids involved, even if it's one child, then if there's a need to address a situation, then don't do it in front of the child. Especially if you know that, you know, normally you lose it and you're going to end up screaming or shouting. Try to keep the child busy with something else, to focus on something else. And you all go one side, maybe in the room, close the door. Try not to scream. Try to, in a friendly manner, address the situation. If you need to, take a paper, piece of paper, write down the points that you want to be addressed, that you want addressed, and what you feel like your spouse can improve in, where they are falling short. Maybe they are falling short for whatever reasons. But if you need to write it down, let your spouse do the same. And then in a calm manner say, okay, you know what, I've got this problem with you. You do this, you do that, you don't do this, you don't do that. And say, okay, how can we resolve this matter? Point by point. And you'll be amazed that, you know, over a period of time, by working together and resolving each point, you'll find some positivity coming out from it. So try this as well. This Madani tip or this Madani pearl of advice as well, inshallah azza wa jal, you may surprise yourself. Instead of just hurling abuses, discuss the matter in a good way. And if it has reached that point where you can't even look at each other and you don't want to listen to each other, then get senior family members from your side and your spouse's side involved. People who are trustworthy, people who are pious, people who have wisdom, from your spouse's side, from your side, to sit with y'all and to try and discuss the matter and resolve the matter. Or even if possible, your local imam that is able to address these kind of situations of domestic problems. Allahu Akbar. Try to learn conflict resolution tools. Try to learn anger management tools as well. When a person is angry, and because of that anger, there's a narration that says, Shaitan, Iblis, the cursed and humiliated one, he mentions the angry person. I play with them like how a little child kicks a ball. The child doesn't really have a sense of direction and just kicks it anyway. So he plays with us. He kicks us in any direction to say anything. He whispers all these negative ideas. We feel justified that, you know what, I'm defending myself and I want to have my say. But there's a tariqah, there's a way, there's a methodology of that Islam teaches us with a calm mind. Allahu Akbar. So learn conflict resolution tools. One very good program which will help us develop our self-restraint, that will help us to develop our character, which is also character building, is Nek A'mal. You may have heard of it. Pious Deeds, which you can obtain the hard copy from Maktabatul Madina, the publications department and bookshop of Dawat Islami, or you can download it for free from dawatislami.net or from App Store, from Play Store. This is a tried and a tested program for self-development, where you asking yourself certain questions every single day, whether you do it or you don't do it, whether you act upon it or not, read it and fill it out. Yes or no, whether I done it, this action, did you make good intentions today? Did you lie today? Did you backbite today? Did you obey the traffic rules today? Just over 50 questions that you're asking yourself. Privately, you're asking yourself. You're questioning yourself. You're taking self-accountability of your actions. And by doing this every day, you develop that consciousness. You develop your character. Your mindset begins to shift towards Islamic values, towards Islamic teachings as well. And you monitor your own personal progress. And you become a better person. If a person practices upon that, not just fills, but tries their best to practice upon it, the person ends up becoming a practicing Muslim and a better human being. Subhanallah, so nek a'mal. Get your hands on it, download it, and start practicing upon it, inshallah. Start filling it out. That's the starting point. To download and to fill out, that's the starting point, inshallah, azza wa jal. So for that person who engages in sins because of anger, that person should recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 21 times after every fard salah. And when you're eating, recite it 3 times, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and blow into the food. Again, recite it 3 times and blow onto the water and then drink it. This will help one to get rid of this anger that causes one to engage in sinning. Also, for anger issues to be addressed, recite the following occasionally when you are walking. Recite it. Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu. Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu. Also, whilst walking, you can continue reciting, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Another very good wazifa to recite is actually a blessed verse of the glorious Quran, especially those who have anger problems, who are temperamental and get ticked off very quickly, who get hot and heated up very quickly, get angry very quickly, should recite this 7 times every day. Surah Ali Imran, verse 134. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal kadhimin al ghayza wal afin anin nas. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Surah Ali Imran, verse 134. Recite this 7 times every day. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For husband and wife, in order for the spouse to love one, or if you're feeling that, you know, there is less affection coming from your spouse, there's less love and compassion and attention that is coming from the side of the spouse, then recite the following every day 100 times. Ya awwalu, ya awwalu, ya awwalu. 100 times every day. Durud Sharif once before and after. Any wazifa that is being recited, it is a very good habit and action to recite at least one Durud-e Pak in the beginning and at the end. Unless it is stipulated that recite maybe 3 times Durud-e Pak, 10 times, 11, 12 times, or whatever amount it is. If there's no stipulation, then recite at least one Durud-e Pak before and after that wazifa. So Ya Awwalu, 100 times every day, inshallah azza wa jal, that person's spouse will give them more attention. On the same note, Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Dawud Islami's department called Ruhani Ilaj, Spiritual Cures, is aiding and assisting tens of thousands of people every month around the world with free istikhara checkings, with free ilaj treatments as well. So contact your nearest Dawood Islami center where they have a spiritual cures department, or if you don't find one close by, go onto our website, dawoodislami.net, and you'll see the Ruhani Ilaj tab. Click on that, fill out the online form that is there, mention what your problems are, and enter your name and whatever other details are required, and an istikhara checking will be done, free of charge, to inform you whether you have a spiritual problem or not. Because in many cases, not all, but many cases where there are husband and wife issues, domestic problems, istikhara would show that there is a spiritual problem behind this. The root cause of the problem is actually a spiritual one. Maybe on one of the spouses, sometimes both the spouses. Sometimes it's not affecting the spouses directly. There's a problem in the house which is affecting them and causing them to behave like that. Sometimes both spouses are affected and the home itself is affected as well. So get an istikhara checking done, and it may reveal, it may just reveal that, you know what, there's actually a spiritual problem that's affecting the both of you, husband and wife, or the home itself. And the zimmedaran, the representatives of that department, will then prepare the necessary ilaj treatments and will explain what is to be done. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in most cases, the problem disappears if the ilaj treatments are acted upon as advised. For them to be most effective, one must be punctual with the 5 daily salahs. Not just punctual, but must perform it properly, how it is supposed to be performed, how we are taught to perform it. Not as what is comfortable for me, what is convenient for me to read in this manner. No, I need to learn. Is my ghusl in order? Is my wudu in order? My salah, my recitation of Quran, tasbihat, my postures. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Dawood Islami is there to empower us. Is there as a support structure. So get in touch with Madrasatul Madina online or at your nearest Dawood Islami center. Enroll in the courses, in the specialized classes for grown-ups. And believe me, you'll come to realize how many mistakes, sometimes major mistakes, I'm making in my salah. So keep this in mind. If one spouse is displeased with the other, then recite the following 20 times while sitting on bed, before sleeping, while sitting on bed. Remember, when we are on our bed and we are reciting something, like our du'as, surahs, ayatul kursi, those things, whilst lying down, we should bend our legs. Bend our legs out of respect for the recitations. Alright? So, before sleeping, sit on the bed and recite 20 times, Ya mani'u, ya mu'ti. Ya mani'u, ya mu'ti. Ya mani'u, ya mu'ti. You can find this wazifa and many others as well from a very concise and lovely booklet called 40 Spiritual Cures, authored by none other than His Eminence Amir Ahl-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawat-e Islami. Also, whenever you return home, now we are sharing very simple wada'if and madani pearls so that it becomes easy for us to practice upon. When you return home from school, college, university, work, grocery shopping, wherever it is, before you enter the home, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Durood-e Pak, enter with the right foot, recite the dua for returning home, make salam aloud. If nobody's at home, say Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, Qul huwallahu ahad. Recite that one time. By doing this, the person who is habitual with this, there's a there's a double benefit actually. One is the person will gain blessings in their rizq, in their sustenance. Today people say, I don't see the blessings in my income, there's no barakah. Here's a way. So blessings in one's income, one's sustenance, and domestic disputes will disappear. Or if there's no domestic disputes, the home will be protected against domestic issues. Simple. Try to practice inshallah azza wa jal. Make this Quranic dua after every salah. Very famous dua, very lovely dua in fact. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. That our Lord make our wives and our children a coolness of our eyes and make us leaders of the pious. What a beautiful dua. Try to read this at least one time after every salah, if possible, or after every fard salah, at least one time. If a person wants sukoon in the home, because ultimately that's what we're looking for. When you're out there in the working world, then you know there's a lot of stress, pressure, tension, demands, and you just want to come home and you know relax. But now if there's no tranquility in the house, then the person won't even want to come home or will try to come home late. So when everybody's sleeping, at least I can on my own relax and just, you know, chill out. So for sukoon in the home, there's something very simple, very good to do as well. Not just for sukoon and tranquility in the home and harmony in the home, but also for removal of domestic issues and removal of diseases also. Try this out. Take a bowl, a new bowl, can it be any type of bowl, and write in that bowl with a pen. Right? Any type of pen. Write Ya Wali, Ya Alif, Waw Alif Lam Ya, Ya Wali. Write this in the bowl. And it's preferable to be in a state of wudu when you are doing this. After writing, fill it with some water. Take this water and sprinkle onto the doors of your home, onto the walls of your home as well. Keep in mind that the letter Waw, when we are writing it, that the circle must be clearly visible. By doing this, inshallah azza wa jal, sukoon and tranquility and harmony will enter that person's home. Recite also if you're having conflict with your spouse, Ya wadudu, Ya wadudu, Ya wadudu. Durud-e Pak, once before and after. Recite that 3 times and blow over some water and give your spouse to drink. And one more wazifa, inshallah, azza wa jal. Ya Jalilu, Ya Jalilu, Ya Jalilu. 1100 times. 1100 times. Recite this. Blow onto something edible and give your spouse to eat. Inshallah, azza wa jal, you both will live a blissful and peaceful life together. Stay connected to Dawood Islami. Don't forget to watch Madani Mudhakara on Saturday evenings especially. And get involved in the Madani activities of Dawood Islami. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.